It all started on the very first morning that I was here on Tuesday. I made my way up Big Red like you did this morning, and there was a lot of people doing yoga for the sunrise, and as well as a couple, well, I shouldn't say a couple, a man and a woman with a dog doing yoga. And I walked over to them, and they introduced themselves and said, actually, we're looking for someone like you because this dog that we've got here isn't our dog, and it's not anyone's dog here. This dog belongs to someone 220 kilometres out into the desert where we found her on our way to Birdsville from Innamincka, which I thought was quite spectacular. You know, a well-trained, well-looked-after, well-fed dog in the middle of nowhere. They wanted to track down the original owner. So what happened was a few days passed, we played the audio. Someone heard it, told the owner, hey, this dog could be yours. It's described as Australia's most friendly dog. And that was enough for this lady to go on. Of course, there might have been a bit more involved. So next thing we knew, she'd driven 200 kilometres to be here. She met us at the ABC campsite. We went out searching. We were calling out the name. It was calling out for Mal, who had the dog that they'd named Birdie. So calling out Birdie as well. The dog's real name was Pip. So we're calling out Pip as well. So the ABC crew, including myself and Shannon Bell, who was the owner of the dog, went out and searched, failed, came back dejected, and this is what happened next. All right, so after searching for a good hour and coming up fruitless and disheartened, we went our separate ways, made plans for a regathering tomorrow morning to pick up the search. And then what happened, Shannon?
I was walking out, and then somehow I must have got a little bit of reception and my phone started going bananas. And the people that have Pip had sent me a message telling me exactly where they are and that they would love to give it back to me. And
all right, so a pretty foolproof plan. What could possibly go wrong? Let's reunite this woman and her dog. All right, so we've well and truly just entered the dog area. You've already seen a dog. Your keen senses. There's an extra skip in your step as we hopefully get closer and closer to finding your beloved Pip. You were keeping it pretty cool before, like, oh yeah, if we don't find it today, I'll find it tomorrow. Now that you've got that text from the owners giving you pretty specific directions, how excited are you right now?
A little bit.
All right, so we've just spotted campsite 68. We've seen the green Jeep. There's a loo right on the corner. I'm pretty sure this is it. Yep. Hey guys, I'm looking for Mal Mead. Here we go.
Hello, big girl! Oh, I missed you! Oh, I didn't think I was ever going to see you again. Hello! Oh, look at you with your beanbag. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, she's living the life.
Are you having a great... Oh, my God, thank you so much. Hello! I thought I'd long lost you.
All right, Shannon, you were playing it cool just moments ago. How does it feel to finally be reunited with your beloved Pip?
Pretty damn good. Yes, I'm pretty happy right now. I didn't think I was going to see her again.